Hey beautiful souls, it's your girl Riley Hart, back with another dose of daily affirmation goodness. And today, we're diving into something super important. Forgiveness. I know, it sounds like one of those fluffy self-help cliches. But trust me on this, learning to forgive, and letting go of that baggage you've been carrying, is seriously transformative. It's not about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional chains that keep you stuck in the past. Think about it. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's toxic, y'all. It keeps you wound up, stressed out, and ultimately prevents you from moving forward with joy and lightness. Forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. A gift you give yourself to reclaim your peace and power. So, how do we actually practice forgiveness? Easier said than done, right? Well, let me break it down into 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. 1. Acknowledge the hurt. First things first, don't try to bury those feelings under a rug. Recognize the pain and hurt you've experienced. It's okay to feel anger, sadness, betrayal, whatever emotions come up. Acknowledging them is the first step towards healing. Ever felt like your emotions were bottled up inside? Like a pressure cooker waiting to explode? That's what happens when we ignore our pain. 2. Understand their perspective. This doesn't mean excusing their behavior, but try to see things from their point of view. Maybe they were hurting themselves, maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. Understanding their motivations can help you cultivate compassion, even if you don't condone their actions. Think about it. We've all messed up in our lives, haven't we? It takes courage to see the flaws in ourselves and even more courage to admit them. 3. Separate the person from the action. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what they did. It's about releasing your anger towards them as a person. Remember, people are complex, flawed, and capable of both good and bad things. Try focusing on their positive qualities or even just recognizing that they are human, just like you. Remember that time your best friend did something hurtful? Did it change who they were at their core? Forgiveness lets us move past those moments without letting them define the entire relationship. 4. Choose to let go. This is the big one, the real act of forgiveness. It's a conscious decision to release the negative feelings you're holding onto. It doesn't happen overnight, it takes time, effort, and often a little bit of self-compassion along the way. Imagine carrying around a heavy backpack filled with resentment. Every step feels like an uphill battle. Forgiveness is choosing to lighten that load and start walking freely again. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is crucial, ladies. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. It's not easy to forgive, especially if the hurt was deep. Allow yourself time to heal, grieve, and work through your emotions. Don't judge yourself if it takes longer than you expected. Okay, let me paint a real-world picture for you. Imagine Sarah's coworker, John, constantly steals credit for her ideas in meetings. It's infuriating. She feels frustrated, undervalued, and resentful towards him. Every interaction feels charged with tension. She starts dreading work, feeling drained and demotivated. But then she realizes that holding on to this anger is only hurting herself. So, Sarah takes a deep breath, acknowledges John's behavior without excusing it, and tries to understand his motivations. Maybe he's insecure or desperate for recognition. This doesn't justify his actions, but it helps her detach her emotions from him as a person. She chooses to focus on her own work, celebrate her achievements, and communicate assertively in meetings. The resentment starts to dissipate, replaced with a sense of empowerment and self-worth. Ultimately, forgiveness is not about condoning wrongs. It's about choosing to release the grip they have on your heart and mind. It's a gift you give yourself, a chance to heal, grow, and move forward with lightness and joy. Remember, you deserve peace, and forgiveness is the key to unlocking it. So, beautiful souls, what steps will you take today to practice forgiveness? Start by acknowledging the hurt, trying to understand the other person's perspective, separating them from their actions, choosing to let go of the resentment, and practicing self-compassion along the way. And don't forget to share your journey with us. Leave a comment below, tag us on social media, or join our Radiant Confidence community. Let's support each other in this powerful act of self-love. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.